Welcome to Politically Correct. In this episode, I'm going to talk about National BJP spokesperson Shahnawaz Hussain's shift to Bihar politics. I'll explain why it's so important. Usually, I don't talk about individual leaders in this show. But this shift is very important because it's about a leader who is a very prominent Muslim face of the party, and who was, at least in the past. Shahnawaz Hussain was somebody who, at 32, became the youngest ever cabinet minister in India when he was elevated to the cabinet rank by Atal Bihari Vajpayee in 2001. So why has he shifted? There are two interpretations. One way of looking at it is he has been finally rehabilitated, because in 2014 Lok Sabha elections, he lost by narrow margin, of course. In 2019, he was denied a ticket because his seat, Bhagalpur, was given to the JDU in the seat-sharing bargain. He was never nominated to the Raj Sabha. So actually, he was nowhere. So much so that even in Delhi, he became homeless last year, because he was staying in a BJP MP's house, and that BJP MP was also denied ticket in 2019. So he had to vacate that house also and shift to a private accommodation in South Delhi. But that's a small nugget. I mean, just by and by, I came to tell you about this. Why we are talking about rehabilitation? Now, he goes there. Today he filed nomination papers for elections to Bihar's Legislative Council. And he's going to be an MLC, because given the way numbers are stacked in the state assembly, this election is going to be a formality. Then we have to see whether he's going to be inducted in Nitish Kumar government, because Nitish Kumar government does not have a single Muslim face right now. The JDU had fielded 11 Muslim candidates, none of them won. The BJP had fielded 110 candidates, but not one Muslim among them. So as a bargain, and other NDA constituents, say Vikasshil Insan Party or Majhi's party, they also did not fill in Muslim candidates. So Nitish Kumar government does not have any Muslim face. And it probably works for the BJP to get one Muslim minister in Nitish Kumar government to actually try to send a message to the to Muslims. Whether it happens or it doesn't happen, that we'll see in the coming days and weeks. That's the rehabilitation part. If you look at it as rehabilitation, finally, okay, he had his aspirations of doing national politics. He was very active in national politics. Now he has shifted to state politics. Although today he said that, when did I leave Bihar? I was always here in Bihar. Even though I was in Delhi, I represented Bihar there. That may be his way of looking at it. But we are looking at this entire thing as, you know, a signal, whether it was a rehabilitation effort or whether it's kind of a punishment posting. Punishment posting because, you know, Shahnawaz Hussain, he is one of the few prominent BJP leaders who actually cut their teeth into politics with the BJP. So unlike many other senior leaders, I mean, if you look at the prominent names today, comes to your mind is, or the names that come to your mind are, say, Sikandar Bakht. Sikandar Bakht was one of the founding members of the BJP. But he was originally a congressman who joined the Janata Party and then became a founding member of the BJP. And he was probably, among all the Muslim leaders, Sikandar Bakht had the most successful political career as a BJP leader, because he went on to become a cabinet minister, then the leader of the opposition in the Raj Sabha, then he became the Kerala governor. Very successful. But if you look at other prominent faces, they have not reached, you know, they haven't really done as well as Sikandar Bakht. I mean, you look at Shahnawaz Hussain. In 1999, he won from that Muslim-dominated Kishanganj seat in Bihar, and he was inducted in Vajpayee government. He became the Muslim face, apart from Sikandar Bakht, in Vajpayee government. Within a couple of years after joining a junior minister, he was elevated as a cabinet minister. So he was a minister for civil aviation, then textiles. But after that, actually, his career took a dip, I would say, especially after 2014, when he lost the election. He continued to be a member of the Central Election Committee of the BJP, but he was never nominated to the Raj Sabha, as I've said. He must have been hoping to be inducted in the Modi government also, given his experience, because he was a cabinet minister in Vajpayee government also. So obviously, he would hope that he would find place in the Modi government, which never happened. He has been shifted to Bihar. why people are looking at it as punishment posting? Because finally he has got nothing in Delhi and he had to go back. And in Bihar he did not have much to look out for. I mean, what will he become? Even if he becomes a cabinet minister in Nitish Kumar government, he will be a state cabinet minister. For somebody who was a union cabinet minister, being compelled to become a state cabinet minister now, compelled by circumstances, I would say, would be seen as demotion. Because it's not that, you know, when the BJP is looking at its numerator, you know, status in Bihar, and it's looking for a new face in Bihar, Shahnawaz Hussain is not going to be the face. He also knows that. So he cannot have any chief ministerial ambition as such. He will remain a state cabinet minister. We just spoke about how BJP did not give a single ticket to a Muslim in Bihar assembly election, but it did not give a ticket to Muslims even in UP. Bihar has 17% Muslim population, UP has 19. In UP in 2017 assembly election, BJP fielded 384 candidates. Not one of them was a Muslim among them. It did not suit the BJP's politics. BJP did not need it, because if you look at the final tally, BJP, despite not having fielded any Muslim candidate, BJP won many minority-dominated seats. So BJP did not really need to show that. In fact, in 2014 and 2019 Lok Sabha elections also, BJP did not field a single Muslim candidate in UP. So that has been the track record. If you look at the promotion of BJP leaders, or Muslim leaders in the BJP, today you have 12 BJP chief ministers. But in only one of these states, that is Uttar Pradesh, you have a Muslim minister, that is Mohsin Raza. Now Mohsin Raza, he was not given ticket, he was brought to the Legislative Council and then made a minister. Just a symbolic, you know, a gesture, like, okay, we have a Muslim minister also. Look at the center, you have Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi. Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi is a very competent leader and a competent administrator. But he remains a minority affairs minister. I mean, that's about it. So, I mean, he's not seen as, you know, somebody who should be promoted in the hierarchy and given some very important portfolios, no. So it's a symbolism we are talking about here, and Shahnawaz Hussain knows it very well. So he will not aspire for much. He may suit the BJP because he has been, his acquaintance with the Chief Minister Nitish Kumar haven't really been very good. In 2019, actually, when Shahnawaz Hussain was denied ticket, he went public saying that Nitish Kumar took away my seat. Be as it may, but what you expect is now Nitish Kumar, other BJP leaders in the state do not have that stature. Shahnawaz Hussain goes there, he has this national stature. He may create a bit of trouble for Nitish Kumar. Just imagine Shahnawaz Hussain sniping at Nitish Kumar off and on. Nitish Kumar really needs to worry even when he becomes a minister in his cabinet. Anyway, talking about other BJP leaders, and if you see that BJP leaders have not been promoted, it's part of the BJP strategy also, but look at the prominent faces, and most of them came from other parties. But before that, let me give you a nugget of information about Shahnawaz Hussain and why people feel that he was punished. Because he remained, his patrons in the BJP, many BJP leaders shifted their allegiance in the new Modi Shah era in the party. But Shahnawaz Hussain is still seen as as a leader who continues to be associated with the old guard, I would say, in the BJP. Now, say for instance, Uma Bharti has been his political patron. And in early 90s, when Shahnawaz Hussain, as a young BJP leader, he was courting a Brahmin, he wanted to marry her. It was Uma Bharti who intervened and who arranged his marriage, because the girl's parents were opposed to this inter-religion marriage. Now, it's not that only Shahnawaz Hussain is married to a Hindu. You have Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi, who is married to a Hindu. I know it's not germane to what we are discussing today, but I just happen to recall that, you know, Shahnawaz Hussain, he would often make this comment, you know, religion has nothing to do with love. Of course, that was long time back, but he is not the only Muslim leader in the BJP who is married to a Hindu. There are many others. In fact, Sikandar Bakht, one of the founder members of the BJP, he had married a Hindu way back in 1950s, and it had created a huge controversy. Coming to Shahnawaz Hussain politics, as I said, like, he's being seen as somebody who is still attached with the old guard. Now, Uma Bharti for one. Sushma Swaraj was actually his late Sushma Swaraj was actually his main political patron. And of course, Vajpayee, who had inducted him in his Council of Ministers and then in his cabinet, and then promoted him as a cabinet minister. So why is it that you do not see those prominent faces making it that big in the BJP? See, talk about Najma Hepatullah. Najma Hepatullah was deputy chairperson of the Raj Sabha for about 15, 16 years. She joined the BJP. Well, she found a place in the union cabinet also, but now she is Manipur governor. Just one Raj Bhavan and that's about it. You look at MJ Akbar, he came from the Congress, just like Najma Hepatullah. MJ Akbar actually Rajiv Gandhi's spokesperson. He joined the BJP in 2014. He became a Minister of State. He had to resign, of course, after that Me Too controversy. But he's not the public face of the BJP because he's not a mass leader as such, nor was Najma Hepatullah. But over a period, if you look at it, prominent BJP leaders, see, in late 90s, for instance, you would actually see a conscious effort on the part of the BJP to bring in Muslim faces because the party wanted to soften the edges. In the sense, it did not want, tactical voting by Muslims, which would be counterproductive for the BJP. So it wanted to actually reach out to Muslims. So you had people like Aslam Sher Khan, you had Abdul Ahmed, all coming from the Congress. Of course, they went back to the Congress later, accusing the BJP of not actually protecting the minority's interest. But I'm taking these names because you do not have many prominent faces, Muslim faces in the BJP today. Shahnawaz Hussain was one. Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi, again, you've seen his kind of saddle with one portfolio, which is not very high profile. He may be a very competent administrator, but he has to make do with the minority affairs portfolio. So we have spoken about other Muslim ministers. The only BJP ruled state where you have a Muslim minister is in UP. We have spoken about Mohsin Raja. Again, he also has what? His portfolio is minority welfare, Waqf and Hajj. And that's about it. So why is it that Muslim leaders are not able to rise in the BJP in terms of prominence, in terms of their positioning, in terms of, in terms of the rewards that they get from the party? Well, there is a reason for this, because they are not very electorally relevant for the BJP today. People like Shahnawaz Hussain, Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi, I mean, if they are looking at some big promotions to happen later in their career, I mean, the BJP's priority, probably it will happen when BJP's politics undergoes a change. Right now, these Muslim leaders are not electorally relevant, so they have to wait, they must wait to become relevant electorally. Probably they will have to wait for a long time. So in the meantime, for leaders like Shahnawaz Hussain, they are better off being a minister, say, in Bihar or in UP, and that's it for them at present.